Samin Nosrat never meant to be a celebrity chef. In fact, she was on the path to be a poet when she ate a meal that changed the rest of her life. Now the author of the New York Times best-selling book, Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, Mastering the Elements of Good Cooking, and host of the Netflix show of the same name, is a household name. And our co-host Lauren Gilger caught up with her to talk more about the ride ahead of her appearance tomorrow at the Mesa Art Center. They began not with that life-changing meal, but with even earlier food memories with her Iranian mother.
My family's from Iran, and my mom is an extraordinary cook. And I would say probably the majority of my childhood memories revolve around food and the table. But I didn't spend a lot of my own time in the kitchen. The only time my brothers or I entered the kitchen was if we wanted something sweet, because my mom was really health food. Like, we shopped at all the hippie stores. She did not really buy us sweets. So if we wanted them, kind of the rule was we had to make them ourselves. But this, you have to remember, was the early 80s. Like, there was no internet. There was no Googling recipes. And we didn't have cookbooks, really. We had this one Sesame Street book that had one recipe for banana bread. And that's literally the only thing I remember ever making.
So how do you end up then in kitchens? How do you end up with this as a career?
I mean, it's, I would say, serendipity really, really, really had a big role in it. And also, something I think is a prerequisite for every cook is to be a good eater, you know? And I've always loved eating, and I've always loved food. So it was this confluence of events. I had this really magical meal at Chez Panisse that I saved up with my boyfriend for. And that was so inspiring that I just wanted to be in that environment, and I wanted to be near the people who made this beautiful place and this beautiful food. Mm-hmm. And I was still in college. I thought I wanted to graduate and be a poet. And and so I applied to be a busser, because I always had jobs throughout college. And it was really more than anything just to be in the place. And then pretty immediately, within the first 2 or 3 weeks of being there, I was so in awe of the cooks and the kitchen. And I just wanted to be like them, and I wanted to be near them, and I wanted to learn to do what they did. And it was sort of starting to hit me as a college senior that I maybe would need a skill beyond poetry.
Fair enough.
And so it was sort of this thing where I was like, oh, I can learn this. This is this thing I can learn.
And you really got to sort of combine all of these things then recently in your career, because you say you wanted to be a poet. You are now a writer, a New York Times bestselling writer. And your career, your life really changed with this book. And then, of course, the Netflix show that came afterward. So this is Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat. And before we talk more about that, let's first just define what you mean by this. This is about the the elements of good cooking, right?
Sure. Yeah. So as a young cook at Chez Panisse, you know, again, I had no training. So to see that they could cook anything, and every day the menu was changing and it all tasted so good, I was kind of discombobulated of like how these cooks knew how to make everything without recipes. And over time, I saw this pattern that no matter what we were cooking, we always used these four elements: salt, fat, acid, and heat, to make our food taste good and to make the decisions about how to cook the food. And so salt obviously is, you know, the element that we add to food to enhance flavor. And fat is the thing that we put in the pan before we add the vegetables to saute them. But it's also, you know, the sour cream that you dollop on top of a burrito. It's what allows us to get, you know, crisp and creamy and tender and flaky and light whipped things. That's fat. Yeah. And acid is, to me as an Iranian, the most important, because we have a very acidic palate in Iran. But I think for a lot of home cooks, it's kind of a really surprising thing. But really, it just means anything that's tangy and makes your mouth water. Mm-hmm. And of course, heat is how we cook. What I learned watching these incredible cooks as a young person was nobody was like counting how many bubbles per minute. And also, sometimes we had to make stews over the fire. But I started to see that, like, when it comes to heat, it really doesn't matter where the heat comes from. What matters is what's happening in your pot. You know, if you're looking for browning, is your pot hot enough that it's browning? If you're looking for simmering, you know, are the bubbles coming at the right rate? And that can happen over a campfire. It can happen in a microwave. Mm-hmm. It can happen in an oven. It can happen in a stove. And so to understand these four basic things was really groundbreaking for me.
So this book, this show on Netflix just, you know, must have changed your life in lots of ways. All of a sudden you're being, you know, you're recognized, you were followed around by cameras, shooting this all over the world. What's the ride been like?
Oh my God, it's so weird. I think, you know, on the one hand, I really genuinely, with when I set out to write the book, and same with the show, I want to create a feeling between me and the audience that I'm here for you. And I am like your friend in the kitchen. And so I feel proud that I've been able to achieve that. I think people really do feel that way about me, but I think I didn't anticipate to the extreme to which people would have these like feelings about me. It's just a weird and wonderful, and also there's so much, I have so much privilege that anybody even cares what I have to say. I can't even believe you care what I have to say. So
we do.
Yeah.
The other side of this I want to talk about is you know that you're a woman of color. You're a daughter of immigrants. And you're in this, the higher echelons of this American culinary world that is less than diverse. You're the only one who looks like you. What does that feel like?
Things have changed so much.
Yeah.
And when I first started, I think I felt really lonely and I felt very much on the outside. And like I had to do everything I could possibly do to like overcome my difference, you know, and make other people see that I was just like them and I could fit in and I could do the same things. And now I think I have a different point of view, which is that my difference and everyone's difference is actually an incredible strength. So to me, it's not like there's some like dinner party that all of the upper echelon people are constantly invited to. But I will say, as I become more aware of it, of my role here, you know, I also become a lot more passionate about my responsibility to help change the landscape so that I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
And also, this is a funny way that it shows up in how I cook and the stories that we decide to tell on TV and, you know, the things I decided to write about is like, I'm so curious about food and traditions from all over the world. And also, I guess in some ways my job is to be an authority about certain things, mm-hmm. and that those two things are sometimes in great tension with one another, because it's my job to teach you and help explain stuff, but also there's a lot I don't know about. And so it's never going to feel right in my heart for me to go to somebody's home and learn their tradition and be like, hey, let me show you how I would do it.
Right.
I'm like in a weird new frontier where I'm really sort of just trying to figure out, how do I serve the role that is the role that people need and want me to fulfill, which is as a teacher, and also respect people? And so, I don't know, it's just an interesting, constant, never-ending journey.
Yeah. All right. Samin Nosrat, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Samin Nosrat is an award-winning chef and author of Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, Mastering the Elements of Good Cooking.